Blog Talk Radio.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go, bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Good evening, Bride. This is your host, Dr. June Knight, coming to you from Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, which is right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm so honored to be with you tonight. We have been out for a week due to my mother's passing last Sunday morning, and this broadcast tonight is dedicated to my mother, Wilma J.J. Bracey, and the Lord actually spoke to me while I was listening to the song coming in and said that it's by God's will that I'm on this broadcast by myself tonight because she is with me. So tonight we dedicate this to my mother and the legacy that she left on this earth of love, giving to others and loving other people that others, you know, disregarded, like the homeless and foster children. So tonight, Bride, I just want to say God bless you. We are in day 30 of the 40-day prayer initiative with Dr. Judy and friends. They could not be with us tonight. The Lord has given Dr. Judy a directive on something she has to do for the next few days. So she is on the directive of the Lord. The others, some are sick and some have other obligations, business obligations. So tonight it's just me and you, Bride. Now listen, Bride, today, you know, we have been doing this out of the book by Mark Batterson called Draw the Circle. We are on day 30. It is a 40-day journal, prayer journal. And I'm going to tell you what, for my life, this 40-day prayer journey has changed my life. The 3 days prior to my mother's passing last Sunday, I had amazing experiences with the Holy Spirit at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. He would wake me up and love on me and talk to me, and I would be on my face weeping and crying out to him. Many of you that saw the broadcast live, you know what I'm talking about. You could see it on the broadcast. I had no idea what was ahead, but the Lord did, and he prepared my spirit. And so this week, I went through a lot of grieving, but tonight we're back on track doing the ministry. And we cannot do anything without him anyway. Amen. So anyways, day 30 is called Abide in Me. Now, how important is that, Bride, in prayer? And, you know, Mark Batterson, he talks about the Jewish culture and the different things that they do with their children when they raise them up to understand the Lord, to understand their doctrine. You know, by the time they're like 6 years old, they already can read. They already have it memorized. Let's see. By the time students graduated 4 years later, they had memorized the entire Torah. And I think they started like five, so these children, they know the whole word. So he talks about the training that he takes them through, and then he talks about one of the surest ways to get into the presence of God is to get into the Word of God. If we get into God's Word will get into us. It will radically change the way we think, the way we live, and the way we love. But it requires more than casual reading. In fact, the Bible wasn't meant to be read. Isn't that a shock, Bride? It was meant to be memorized and meditated on. It was meant to be prayed and practiced. We have to abide in the Word of God and let the Word of God abide in us. Words that are repeated throughout Scripture are repeated because they bear repeating. I'm reading this, Bride, because it's so important. It's God's way of saying, don't let this go in one ear and out the other. These are words we need to pay special attention to. One of them is the word abide, which is repeated no less than 8 times in John 15. In verse 7, John writes, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. The word abide is a present imperative verb, which indicates a continual action. It's not something we start and stop. It's something we do for the rest of our lives. And we do more of it. The goal is to get closer and closer to God. And the way we do this is by abiding in His Word. And then I want to point this out, Bride, on the next page. We're already up to page 168. This meant a lot to me because of the grieving I've been experiencing this past week. When I went to my church yesterday, I actually had to go to the altar and have them pray for me because the grieving just felt like, not that I was going to have a heart attack, but it just felt like my heart was about to explode, so empty and lost without my mother. She was my best friend. So when I read this morning, it meant so much to me, to stand still. Remember when the Israelites found themselves cornered between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army? The Lord spoke to Moses with these words, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When we find ourselves between a rock and a hard place, we must stand on the Word of God and trust His promises. We will face some problems we cannot solve, some situations we cannot change. That's when we may feel like panicking, but it is the time to stand and wait for the Lord's deliverance. No one likes being in those situations, but God often does His most dramatic miracles at those very times. And I just wept before the Lord because I was like, Lord, I'm going to have to stand still during this time. My flesh, there is so much my flesh wants to do right now. You know, I want to scream, I want to punch the wall, I want to yell, I want to cry, I want to just throw my hands up and quit everything, you know. But the Lord is telling us today, and He's encouraging us, no, don't do anything. Just stand and wait on my salvation. Trust in me. And as I told at the funeral about the red bird, you know, the red bird would come see my mom whenever she was sick, and he would sing in the window to her. Then the week before she died, the red bird came to her again. And every day he came to her window and he sang to her. You know, and then when she passed that night, there was a whole bunch of birds on the outside of the hospital singing. which let us all know how good and great and awesome our God is. Amen. Okay, now, Brian, there are some prayer requests. If you have any prayer requests that is watching live on Facebook, I'm going to click over to Facebook. You're more than welcome to put your prayer request on there. Look, I will agree with heaven. I will agree with you for your miracle and agree with heaven for you to receive your miracle. Amen. Two or more agree is touching anything, that prayer shall be answered. So list your prayer request and I will agree with you, okay? Okay, so first of all, we are going to start out and we are going to pray for all of us, Brad, that we will abide in him, that we will rest and let God do his most perfect work on the inside of us and his will for our lives. So let's pray. Lord, we come to you tonight. Lord, we thank you for your inspiration through Mr. Batterson, Lord, that is encouraging us, Lord, to abide in you right now in prayer, Lord. So we're asking, Lord, that you help us to abide in you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to learn what it means, God, for us to abide in you and to trust in you and to give you the reins, Lord, and to put our trust in you when we don't understand and when we're in the storm and everything is swirling around us, Lord. Abiding in you, Lord, is like being inside the wings of an eagle, like just having your protection all around us, Lord, with angels around us, and we're in like inside of a dome. We're just abiding in you, Lord. God, help us to have a revelation of that, Lord, just how blessed we are to have you with us and to have your protection upon us, God. Help us, all of your bride, Lord, to have the revelation today of what it means, God, to abide in you, Lord. We thank you and give you praise, God. We lift up your most holy name tonight, God. You're so worthy to be praised, Lord. We put our faith and trust in you, God. You are so worthy of it all, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, bride, we are going to pray for our nation. We have a lot going on in the nation. You know, Trump, he made the decision to close the borders to a few countries. I think it's like 7 countries. I haven't been kept all the way abreast of it, but I do know that he has did this and there's some turmoil about it. So we're going to pray about that. And we're going to pray for President Trump. I did see some prophecies and some things out there that we need to pray for his protection right now. Listen, I don't know if you know this, but not only did he pray to stop people from coming in, but he is opening the door to Christians to be able to come in that's over there bound up and held or something. I don't know the full detail, but I do believe this is a very significant thing for the Christian community, the kingdom. So we need to pray for Trump, for God to protect him. Okay, so let's pray. Lord, the bride, we come together in agreement tonight for President Trump, God. We pray, Lord, angels to be dispatched, Lord, to go to the White House, Lord, to go with our leader, Lord, the one that you placed in the office, Lord, for such a time as this. God, protect him, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, God. We ask you, Lord, give him wisdom. Give him wisdom in his decisions, Lord. Let him seek your face, God. Continue to give him prophets and people and preachers around him, Lord, that are covering him, Lord, in prayer and covering him in love and covering him with wise counsel, Lord. Thank you, God, for having a president that seeks your face, Lord, and having a president, Lord, that will listen to wise counsel, God. We pray it continues, Lord. Give him favor with your eyes, Lord. I was reading in your word today, Lord, about your eyes, Lord, how beautiful your eyes are that roam the earth, and your eyes see everything. You know everything, Lord, and you know what is going on with President Trump, God. So let your eyes rest upon him tonight, Lord, with your favor and with your glory, God. And we just pray protection upon him and his whole cabinet. Protection upon the White House, Lord. I pray right now tonight, God, that just as the enemy shined the LGBT flag, the colors, the enemy posted the colors of the enemy on our White House, Lord, I pray right now a supernatural cleansing over the White House, and that your glory would rest upon it like liquid rain right now, God. That your glory would roll over it like a river, Lord. That you would wash all the memories of that away, and that it would be a fresh river. I just see it in the spirit, Lord. Let a fresh river of your glory and presence flood the whole entire White House. Lord, we pray for revival. Come on now. In the White House, Lord. Let this one leave a legacy of prayer. A legacy of you and miracles in the White House, God. And when other countries come to America, they feel your presence, God, around the staff, that the staff would have revival, Lord, that all of the rooms would have the presence of the Lord there, and that your glory would be known just as those rainbow colors covered the White House. Let your glory cover the White House, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for the opportunity that we have today in the kingdom of the living God, and that we are your children, and that we do have authority on this earth, God. So we thank you and give you praise for it tonight, Lord. Protect our president, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bride, I felt God's presence all over that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How about that? Covering the White House with his glory. I just saw it in the spirit, like on the outside of it, where it would be the, you know, just would be his glory. So we're going to pray and believe God for that. Okay, the next thing we want to pray for is any requests that y'all have. Let's see here. I'm looking on Facebook to see if you have any prayer requests. This may be a very short broadcast. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank y'all for your encouraging words. I can't say it enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so I don't see any prayer requests, and I know it's my first night back. So I just want to pray for all of you. You know, I did this week. I know I demanded a lot of your attention, and I'm very sorry. Asking you for all the prayers so much. I just felt so dark in my heart, but I feel much better now, and I want to give back to you, so I want to pray for you, Brad. Now, there's a lot of you I know that's going through a lot of stuff, so I'm just going to pray for you generically, okay? Lord, I pray for all the bride that's watching, and I pray for the bride that's listening on the radio, Lord. I pray, God, that they would have peace in their heart, and that they would have the blood of Jesus covering them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. I pray, Lord, that they feel a supercharge in their spirit of your presence and of your glory, Lord, and of your life in them, and that they would have a revelation of who they are in Christ, Lord. I pray, God, that you would download into them revelations of their visions, revelations of your word, revelations of their mission, revelations of their calling. Lord, I pray. Now, this is coming from my heart, Bride, because of what I've been through this past week with my mother. But I pray for all the viewers and the listeners that they would take a time, Lord, to pause and to consider their life, and to consider where they're going and what they're doing, and if it's in obedience to you, Lord, so that when they stand before the throne like Mom is right now, God, that they would be able to say, Lord, did I live my life to please you? Did I do what you wanted me to do So, Lord, I pray you help us to examine our hearts tonight, God. Examine our hearts so that we can be corrected and rebuked and chastised, Lord, by you, so that we can get ourselves back on track and not be listening to the lies of the enemy that would try to take us off track from our destiny. Lord, that's the whole purpose we're here, is for the kingdom of God and for your will upon the earth, Lord. Help us to have a reality check, God, of why we're here on earth and what our destiny and our purpose is, God. And help us, Lord, to draw closer to you, Lord, and to cast off those things that so easily beset us, God, from our destiny and our calling and our purpose, all of the weights of life that try to weigh us down, God. Help us, Lord, to get our focus in line and to get our eyes set upon you, Lord, just as you showed me in your word this morning, how your eyes are set upon us and you see everything and you know everything, God. Help us, Lord, to see the truth and to not be clouded by circumstances or clouded by things that are going on, God, but that we would put our lives on the solid rock tonight, God, and that we would have a literal shift in our spirits and in our lives, God, and that we would be all that you have called us to be, Lord, so that when we stand before the throne, we don't have regret, but we have joy unspeakable and full of glory when we hear you say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, Lord." And I pray, God, that if people have relationships, that if they are involved in relationships that are pulling them from their destiny, pulling them from the truth, pulling them from the light, pulling them in the darkness, I pray, God, you pull them back tonight in Jesus' name. Pull them away from that deception, God. Pull them away from the enemy, Lord, so that they can be set free and be what you called them to be, God. Lord, I lift up your people, God. I lift up your bride. Lord, I pray that she will cast off all the weights, break every chain, break every yoke that holds them back, God. Help them, Lord, to rise up in the army of the living God that you have called them to, Lord, putting on their armor, their position, that their feet would be planted in the position that they are called to be in, Lord, that they would know that they are the foot and they're happy in that. That they would know, oh, I'm the stomach and I'm happy in that. Oh, I'm the ear, I'm happy in that. I'm the elbow, I'm happy in that. I'm this and I'm that. I don't have to be jealous of Joe over there because Joe has these gifts and talents. I don't have to be jealous of Jane because of all the favor or whatever. I'm happy because I have a destiny with God myself. And I want to live the destiny that God has given me with nothing holding me back. And that we would all be able to be the men and women of God that you have called us to be, Lord. And that we would love the head and the tail and the foot and the elbow and the arm. And that we would all be in unity, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Evangelist Smith. You're welcome to call in, brother. Let's see, I've got the call. If any of y'all need to call in for prayer, the number's 929-477-1994. Also, if you have a word for the bride, you're welcome to call in. 929-477-1994. You're welcome to call in with that. So, I just thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done this week and where you're taking us all to, Lord. And Lord, look, we only have 10 days left, right? Yes, it's day 30. So we have 10 days left on this prayer journey. If you have not got the book, it's Draw the Circle, Mark Batterson. You can get it for less than $10 on Amazon. And if you have Prime, you can have it shipped for free. I love their Prime. But you got draw the circle, and then let me show you this one, Brad.
Let's see, we got draw the circle,
and then we got Circle Maker. This is the first one. Circle Maker by Mark Batterson. I know to you it looks backwards on the screen, but this is Mark Batterson. This is the first one. And let me tell you, this book, Bride, oh my goodness, this book will challenge your faith. It will challenge you to take the limits off of God and say, oh my goodness, my vision board and everything has been too small. We are believing too small, Bride. God is the creator of all the earth. And I want to tell you something about all the great men of old. Do you know they were just normal people? They were farmers. They were plumbers. I mean, Smith Wigglesworth, Amy Semple McPherson, all them ones that we look up to, they are normal, average people that just said, threw their arms up and said, God, use me. I will give you everything I've got. Take me, Lord. Do with me what you want. That is what God wants. Yielded vessels. Okay? So that one was part one. And then this draw the circle is part two. This is the one that we're working on now, the 40-day prayer initiative. And look, every morning he challenges us with different thoughts. And then we pray about it. And what he means by draw the circle, don't get feel freaky about it or anything, but draw the circle is just, you just keep repeating your prayer. You keep believing it. Don't stop believing. Don't give up. Amen. So this is what we're going on, and now we're on day 30. We still got 10 days. So if you bought the book and got it in 2 days, you'd still have 8 days that you could do this and enjoy this with us. I know it. Aunt Wilma. Hey, Aunt Wilma. I know it looks like it's upside down, but you know what it is? This smartphone is looking at me. So it makes everything reverse. It's kind of weird, but the book is actually right. Amen. Oh, hello, Miss Marcia, Stephanie out there. Love y'all. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. I pray for all of y'all that y'all have a wonderful night and that you're blessed and that God would really use you to maximum potential. Amen. All right, Bride. Well, listen, I pray the best for y'all. And tomorrow night, maybe I'll have some more people with me. But tonight, oh, I want to read you this. I have received special gifts this past week with my mother's passing, and this is one of them. It is so beautiful. This gentleman mailed this to me. It's a poem about what I'm going through. It's called Hope. When you don't know what to say or to do, never forget God's promises are true. Sufficient today for your grace we do pray. Please comfort our hearts in your most perfect way. Even though we feel such heartache and sorrow, our hope is in you, Lord, for a brighter tomorrow. Thankful still for each and every new day, it's in your will, Father, that we desire to stay. For every believer, we know there is more as we walk through this life or pass through death's door. Without any doubt, we know you do care, acutely aware you're always there. You're already there. Before our first breath and at our last, you're still our God from eternity past. Psalm 139 serves to remind us best. We're intimately known, and in you we find rest. Isn't that beautiful, Brian? This comes from Patrick Michael Coogan, and he wrote this on February 20th, 2015. And he takes his encouragement from Psalm 139, 13 through 18. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Oh, that's the Lord, the scripture the Lord gave me the day after Mom died. Oh, I will praise thee, For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Patrick. I know you're probably watching this or will watch it. Thank you so much for sending me the two poems. He sent me another one. Thank you so much for all of y'all's love and prayers and support over this past week. My mother was a very amazing woman. I posted the video if you get a chance to watch it. Okay, Bride, look, this is short and sweet tonight, but I just wanted to pray for you, pray for our nation, and study a little bit in the book, and just to encourage you tonight and to pray for you. So if you have any prayer requests for tomorrow night, let me know. You can either do it on this video or you can send me a private message and we will pray for you tomorrow night. Okay, so Bride, look, God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. And once again, thank you for all of your support. God bless you, Bride. All right, y'all on the radio land, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Have a good evening.